Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take the Enfit Talmud, Sanhedrin Samach Zayin, Sanhedrin 67a, pagination is 133, starting from the top line on the topic of Mesis. The concept of Mesis is that one person is enticing and encouraging other people, or another person, to worship idols, to go off the path of Torah. This is considered a very serious violation, and when we think about it, it is readily understood. Although in our time, people are big into everybody and their own truth, there is definitely a concept that if someone would convince somebody else to devote their life to worthlessness, then the greatest treasure of the world that we have in this earthly world, the greatest treasure, which is life, is being wasted. A person is devoting themselves with great devotion to a worthless cause. The person who enticed them, who seduced them, who guided them to do that alternative worship is guilty on a very high level of destroying or attempting to destroy someone else's life and spiritual future. If we take just an analogy, the people who were involved in communism perhaps believed in it. Perhaps they were totally convinced that it's going to work. Let's picture an extreme example, though, of somebody who knows that it's a failed enterprise and goes over to somebody and convinces them to join communism, to devote their lives head over heels with devotion to this, to ruin them, to waste their lives away. And that may give us a little bit of a glimpse into why this Mesis is taken so severely. In any case, the Mishnah states, HaMesis Zehedyot. When we talk about a Mesis, we're talking about an individual. He's not a prophet. He's an individual who comes to somebody and tries to convince them to go away from Torah. VaHaMesis Es HaHedyot. And the person that he's trying to convince is also an individual, or individuals. But we're not talking about a city. That's a different violation. So a prophet would be a different violation, and a person who convinces a city would be a different violation. Right now we're dealing with, relatively speaking, one-on-one type of thing. Omar, he says, Yesh Yira B'Makom Ploni, there's a divinity, something to fear in a certain place. Kach Ocheles, this is the way it works, this is what it eats. Kach Shosa, this is what it drinks. Kach Metiva, Kach Meria, this is the way of good, this is the way of bad regarding this deity that he's describing. And he tries to convince people to follow it. This is the violation. Kol chai v'misa shebetorah, all capital offenses in the Torah, ein machmin ma'alehem, we do not trap them. We do not hide witnesses in order to obtain a conviction. There's no entrapment or any variety of these types of things. It's very straightforward. We make sure that there are two witnesses, we want the person warned, and they do it purposefully, and that's the capital offense. Chutz mizu, except for this case of Mesis, because of its severity, that the person is convincing people to go away from Torah, it has certain liberties that we allow to happen in order to get a conviction. Omar l'shnaya, if this person told two people, what they should do and what he's recommending. They should worship idols. Hein Edov, they could be the witnesses of Avino Sola Vezdin Vesoklinoso. They could bring him straight to Bezdin and obtain a conviction based on their testimony. However, Omar Le'echod, if he was only convincing one person, so you can't get a conviction from that. One witness is not enough in a Jewish court. Hu Omer, that one person who was the target of this seduction, this statement to worship idols, Hu Omer, he should say, Yesh li chaverim rotzim bekach. I have friends that want to hear about such things. Im haya orum, if the person was savvy, ve'ena yachol adabe befneyem, and he doesn't want to talk to any two people at once. In other words, if we can get him to talk to two people at once, they could get a conviction. But if he doesn't want to, machminim lo edim, we hide witnesses, achorei hageder, behind a fence, v'hu omer lo, and then this one person who was the original target, Emor ma she'amarta, he tells him, go tell me what you said before, b'yichud, when we were private. Tell me again what you were telling me. V'hala omer lo, and he says it again. You should worship the idol. V'hu omer lo, and he responds, heyach naniach esalukenu shebashamayim v'nelech v'navod etzem v'avonim. How could we go and forsake our Father in heaven, God, and worship wood and stone? Imchozerbo harezamutav. If the person stops, he retracts, he doesn't push further, that's good, that's fine. No conviction. They should all go their merry way. Vim Omar, but if he continues and he says, Kachi chovosenu, this is our obligation. Kach yofelanu, this is the good thing to do, to worship the idols. The people standing behind the fence, Mevinos al Bezdin, they can bring him to Bezdin, Vesoklin Oso, and get him on this capital offense. Now, there are a few things to note here, just briefly. Number one, the word machminim, to hide witnesses. So the word is not such a common word, chaman, or hachmana, but it does come up on the topic of fruit, to hide the fruit. Also, ambushes have a word hachmana associated with that. And there is also a case where a person wants to try to get an admission from the borrower, so he hides witnesses and then has the conversation with the borrower trying to get him to admit to a loan that occurred so that he could try to get collection. And this is the word machminim lo edim, the hachmana. Now, getting back to the focus of the Mishnah, the Mishnah acknowledges that this is very unusual, and we are hiding the witnesses in order to obtain the testimony. Now, why do we have to hide two witnesses? Why can't the original person join with simply one person who's hidden behind the fence, and the two of them can obtain the conviction? And the Mefarshim explain, because once we're lenient to allow this entrapment a bit, hiding witnesses that he doesn't know are there, so we require that they be united as one, two witnesses, and we don't use the leniency of somehow allowing the person in the conversation to serve as a witness. Also, he's already involved, and you need two witnesses who are witnessing what occurred. And this is all that we're lenient, but how far can you be lenient? You still need two witnesses. You'll also notice that in a basic case, if a person speaks this recommendation to serve Avodah Zarah to an individual, so on an individual we can't get a conviction because it's only one witness, but if he would have done it to two people, we could have gotten a conviction right there. But over here, because the individual is encouraging him to speak, is telling him, tell me what you said, so it's not enough for him to simply repeat what he said. There has to be some pushback. The person who was originally encountered has to say, on the first wide line, how can we do such a thing to worship idols? And if the person answers at that point, no, this is what's good, this is our obligation, then he has, on his own initiative, actually pushed forward in front of witnesses on this topic. But again, in a regular case where he initiated, that would be enough. In this case, since we're asking him to repeat it, we have to do pushback after he does what we asked him to do, and then on his own, initiate some sort of attempt to convince. And at that point, that would be the capital offense, because he is initiating, he's pushing forward on this topic. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.